want to make sure that managers have an opportunity to sort of do some follow-up at the team and review what the FCs have, I don't want to say have learned to date necessarily, but have a meaningful conversation around, you've gone through this learning experience, here's what you've learned, or here's what you've produced, let's review it, let's make sure you are in a place where you can take on your practice in full, and then move forward from there. So the ideas that we were bouncing around really early on were, well, we could focus on what have the FCs produced in those 10 weeks and kind of start from there. So in terms of production or things that they've built in their learning experience, you know, they'll have completed online lessons. So that's something that managers can go back and verify, hey, have you completed all of the online training that you'll need to be prepared to take your role or do your job? They'll have completed a... Yeah, so we have actually completion reporting that they can use to facilitate that conversation. That went out starting today, actually. The FCs, by the time they're done with FCU, should have completed a prospecting plan. Is that correct, Wesley?
That's correct.
Yeah, so they'll have a prospecting plan, which is, a highly critical component of their learning program, probably one of the larger new additions. They'll have completed what's called a summary of expectations document. And what that basically is, it's kind of like an agreement between branch manager and FC, which the FC writes and states, you know, these are my goals, for example, whether quantitative or qualitative. Here's how I'm going to achieve them. So here are the activities I'm going to engage to achieve these goals. So they'll have completed that during Nicole's practice management module. So online lesson completion, prospecting plan, summary of expectations document. Branch managers will have some informal, feedback on the FC's performance over that 10 weeks, whether in learning or in the role itself. So it's really kind of this like 2-week period from weeks 11 through 12 where branch managers can meet with their FCs at the tail end of the program, review some really important information or important deliverables that the FC's responsible for, and basically green stamp them at this point. Now, there's not a formal green stamp where the branch manager can say, hey, you didn't graduate FCU, but it's an opportunity, given that they're in the program, for a formal, almost like a performance conversation in a way. We're just trying to facilitate that. Because there is heightened awareness around FCU, I think we're in a position where Nikki, the RBE, the regional branch executive, and really the entirety of the branch leadership team will compel branch managers to engage in these conversations. So this is one of those rare instances where I think if we build a guide, it will get used. I do think whatever we build, if it's a guide or otherwise, shouldn't necessarily be so directive that it's, 10 pages long, for example, but we should be clear in what branch managers are reviewing with their FCs, any considerations that they need to take into account when they review it, what follow-up might look like, but I don't necessarily think we need to script out a meeting between the manager and the FC, if that makes sense, like word for word. That's what I've seen with manager meeting guides in the past.
So a question, and I know we haven't really talked about this at any length in the FCU that I can recall, but I did kind of, think that the one-on-ones, weekly one-on-ones that they were having would kind of get to some of that. Is there an opportunity, I suppose, is my first question, and if not, why not, especially with the idea of performance management 2.0 in the hopper on our side of things?
So there may be opportunities for the branch manager during the weekly one-on-ones to review all of those things. The degree to which we have visibility into those one-on-ones on a weekly basis is pretty limited.
Sure.
So we have developed nothing to guide those one-on-ones. Those are, business as usual one-on-ones that we've just kind of blocked out time for, if that makes sense. So the idea would go that if I'm a good branch manager, I'll put it that way, I've probably been reviewing a lot of these things with my FC as the program has been going on. So then the kind of final portfolio review, so to speak, right? It could be just kind of a culmination of everything that they've done to date. Could be just kind of a rubber stamp moment. Maybe not so detailed, but what about the branch manager that maybe hasn't been so diligent in conducting thorough and frequent one-on-ones with their FCs every week?
Mm-hmm.
That FC still needs that support.
Sure.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I just see an opportunity again to do that very thing. Because I know early on, you know, we had some conversations with Marty early on and haven't had that opportunity to do any follow-up, and that kind of smacked me in the face this morning as I was preparing for this meeting in thought. So, just wanted to see.
Well, you know, if we built something that put some responsibility on the shoulders of the branch manager within that final 2 weeks, if we know what that thing is going to be, right, we can start communicating that to the branch and say, and really have that communication come from leadership and say, hey, in these final 2 weeks, you're going to be responsible for reviewing these, you know, four components of your FC's learning over the prior 10. So you want to make it easy on yourself. You might want to start now. Start checking in.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I see that and that communication happening, I dare say, around the halfway to two-thirds mark of progress through FCU. So.
Yeah, within a couple weeks here.
Yep, exactly.
So is there dedicated time that they're going to be doing this?
So the program goes weeks 1 through 10. Those are the four modules. And then weeks 11 and 12 are just entirely earmarked for portfolio reviews. Truly means FC's back in the branch doing their job. Sometime in those 2 weeks, the branch manager should be having those conversations with the FC. Now, one way I can see this going, for example, we could say week 1, have your portfolio review conversations with your FC, right? That includes review of the prospecting plan, review of the summary of expectations document, review of online lesson completion, and then delivering any informal feedback. That way, during that week, based on, maybe you do it early in that week, in week 11, the FC, if they need to make any revisions to their prospecting plan or their summary of expectations, or they need to catch up on their online learning, they've got some time to do it, and the branch manager can then have a second check-in during week 12. That's a possibility as well. Does that make sense?
There are a certain amount of time that's going to be required to do this?
Nope. How long do we think something like a conversation like this takes? I mean, quite honestly.
Well, it goes back to your earlier point about the good branch manager being short because they've already been engaging versus the one that, for whatever reason, hasn't prioritized those conversations in terms of what they're learning.
Yeah, for some, this could be, you know, an hour on the first week and a half an hour on the second. For others, you know, they could spend a lot of time, right, walking their FCs through their prospecting plan, for example, and delivering really focused feedback or helping their FCs revise their summary of expectations piece.
Right.
And on the part of the FC, their demands are probably a little bit more because if they have to make revisions to their prospecting plan, they're probably going to go on and do it on their own. It's going to take some time. They have to catch up on their online learning. They're probably going to have to go back to their office, right, and focus on that for a week. That might chew up some time for them. But if you're asking, like, how much time should we schedule for the actual meeting itself, like that session where they're having the conversation, I mean, my mind goes to an hour because that's probably how long their one-on-ones are, but I don't know that we're quite there yet.
So it seems to me that, in general, this sort of meeting guide thing would basically just go over all of the expectations and everything else that has been outlined in the previous week regarding practice assignment, prospect plan, whatever, just reemphasizing that those goals and outcomes.
I think so. I think it's a review. I think it's more specifically a review of what the FC has produced, because they can spend some time and go over like concepts that the FC's learned in the past 10 weeks, but that's gonna be one of those manager meeting guides that just doesn't get used, right? Because it's just a review of concepts and ideas and facts. I think the branch is more interested, and certainly I'm more interested in having the branch manager deliver timely feedback on things that the FC has actually produced and will actually use out there in their work. So again, that goes back to the prospecting plan and that summary of expectations piece.
summary of expectations sheet where I haven't seen.
I can send you an example. Grant sent me one. It's basically, it's a document that branch managers, at least he does, I think other is in that region do it as well, that they're going to create in the practice management module, which basically outlines qualitative and quantitative expectations. So quantitative being I'm going to make, you know, X number of contacts per day, and this is my plan to do so, or I'm going to get this number of appointments per week, and this is my plan to do so. Qualitative being, you know, I'm going to increase my financial industry knowledge, and this is how I'm going to do it over the next year. It's like a goal-setting document, almost like a performance objectives document, if that makes sense. So if they create one in the practice management module, which immediately precedes this, then the branch manager can have a formal time to check in on that, take a look at it, give any feedback, and ask the FC to revise anything if needed.
Okay, so as far as the formatting of this, since Linda said she couldn't even find an example, where would you recommend I start?
For like a manager meeting guide, you mean?
Yeah, some sort of a template to create this.
Yeah, I'm going to search my training right now. I mean, you would literally just have to type, you know, I'm just going to do it in Compass, that'd be easier.
So you
manager.
Also said that, you know, that I'll be using the specifically the GYB and the MYB module. I can find all of that online, but because you included Andy and Cole, how are you wanting to leverage their knowledge?
Well, I think it'll be difficult if you just try to go online and find stuff, right? So I think Wesley is a good connection point because he owns the prospecting module where FCs create the prospecting plan. So he's probably a good person to reach out to if you want to give some direction in a meeting guide around these are the items you want to look at in the prospecting plan or, you know, kind of review. Here's what you're looking for. Here's the feedback you might deliver on it. And same with Nicole. She owns the practice management module in which FCs will complete their summary of expectations document. And then from an online lesson completion perspective, I'm probably yours to be there, right? Because I know where the reporting is to grab online lesson completion. I can help you kind of wordsmith around directives we want to provide branch managers for talking about the importance of online lessons and which ones are a priority and et cetera. I did find a meeting guide. It's old, but it may work. Or at least it'll give you an idea.
Point me in the direction of those online lessons,
I think. Yeah, I'll start forwarding you those when those come in. Actor.
Okay, so when they come in, so is there anything to look at now?
Yes. So I'm forwarding it to you right now.
While you're doing that, Robert, I think I already know the answer based on what your comments. But I know one of the reasons that the meeting manager meeting guys have kind of fallen out of usage is because of their inherent value to the people that are intended to use them. Are they intended to be guides? Are they intended to be instructive? Are they even perceived as undercutting? Well, I'm a branch manager. I know how to do this. You know, kind of a mentality. Or you're trying to box me into a corner, and half of what's on this guide doesn't even apply to my particular branch or region. I think part of what you said earlier about we try to script them way too much is very valid. And if we move to a more speaking or talking point model like we do with the PCs or FCs, that may be received better. And we'll have to do less compelling because it will already be compelling in the first place.
I mean, I'm not a branch manager. I'm not in that role. If we try to spend a lot of time learning the nuts and bolts for a specific region, right, it's just not going to be useful for every other region necessarily because you can have region by region differences and the things they focus on and the way they communicate, and it's just it's it can be be a mess, right? So I want to stay heavily away from just scripting the whole thing out, right? I want to give them big buckets and principles that they can use to guide these meetings. And I want to let them do their job. They're professionals, they're branch managers, this is what they do. I want to make it useful for them, easy to use, and get out of their way, essentially. Marty, are you jumping in, Marty?
Yeah. What Linda was saying was that it just was too time-consuming to me. Too dictative. It's just hearing what you guys have just said. That it was too structured and it was taking too much time away from, you know, what the branch managers viewed as, you know, good time management. You know, they only had a limited amount of time to discuss things, discuss fees, and to go through, you know, a five-page document, which is not enough.
Yeah, and typically those were like 5 pages. You know, it was almost like verbatim, right? It was like I'm literally reviewing these 5 pages with you. So, again, one advantage I think we have is that, you know, FCU is a new hire program. So the branch manager, I think, inherently knows they have some responsibility for their new FC, right? And if they are a quote-unquote good branch manager, they'll want to make sure that their new FCs are appropriately onboarded and they play a part in that. I think, too, the program has a lot of visibility. So if there's an expectation to be set around, hey, during these last 2 weeks, since you're the branch manager, you are expected to have these conversations with your FCs, I think we can probably get that from branch leadership. So I think that's an important component as well. And as we scope out a meeting guide or an approach to these conversations, part of that can be coming up with a communication plan to branch managers, you know, in the weeks preceding, to level set, give them context, outline their roles and responsibilities with regard to this, so that it's not just something we drop on them in week 11, right? Maybe during week 6 or 7, we start the conversation and we have a communication plan that, you know, maybe Gloria does an intro call for branch managers and kind of walks them through, here's what you're going to do during weeks 11 and 12, here's where you can grab the resources, you'll have a guide to help you out with it. Do you have any questions? We can build that into a learning plan. But again, I want to make sure the conversations happen, simply because I think that's going to be a critical part for the learning process. At the same time, I want to make sure, they're easy to have, so we're not burdening branch managers with a totally directive guide or outline. I want to make sure branch managers feel prepared to have the conversation, so maybe that does mean a longer lead-in time in terms of communication. You know, if we have those things, I think it'll be successful. That's for us to decide. How would you like to communicate it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, something like just an email blast is generally not productive.
Say it again? Which one is that?
Doing something like just an email blast. Hey, reminder that, you know, this is what you need to be going over with your UFCs. Generally, those kind of things don't really work.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe something, you know, kind of looking at the calendar, doing quick reminders of, you know, let's look at some horizon plans. So, you know, this is week 4. But in week 11, we're going to be doing this. Week 12, we're going to be doing this. And, you know, have the facilitators just sort of be pounding that home often.
Yep.
I like the way you think about that, because I think we, as a firm, just totally underutilize Outlook, for example. I think one of the most persistent and consistent uses of it is the whole Star Tours things that we get. We don't have an opportunity to decline them. You know, they have to go on our, do anything other than accept or decline, I should say. They go directly on our calendars. We could even do the same thing with tasks. That way you can build in reminders and other types of information. That's a way of doing it that is much more directive than an email would be. And it's persistent in that it'll show up on their tasks or it'll show up on their calendar in some way. So perhaps we can leverage that as well.
Templatized. improvised versus how much of it is kind of created in consultation between the branch manager and the FC. For online lesson completion, I guess I'm your guy there. The completion reporting will be their main source of information there. If I'm a branch manager, right, I go to the report, I see what folks have completed. Hopefully I'm following up with them on an ongoing basis throughout the program. But it's a big program, and there's a lot of online learning to do. So the likelihood that they've completed every online lesson before week 11, in my personal opinion, is slim. So it's an opportunity for the branch manager to check the reporting, prioritize which lessons are most important for their FC, and I can work with you to figure out how we categorize those. And then tell them to complete it, basically. So, for example, if they haven't done their advice WBTs, they can't provide advice. It would be shocking to me if by week 11 they haven't done their advice WBTs, but if I'm a branch manager and I see that they didn't do, like a FINRA Rule 2111 training, just to throw a jargon out there, I would be like, you need to do this right now. Because you need to provide advice.
Two questions. All the online lessons are listed in the facilitator guide? Right.
They are in the, no, so they're in the online curriculum. The ones that are like critical, like advice ones, for example, those are listed in the facilitator guide. If we put it on the calendar as a specific like block of time, like we have on the calendar to the FINRA training, there's a reason for that, and that reason is outlined in the facilitator guide. If not, it's still part of their online curriculum, it's still important for their role, but there's probably not like a regulatory or a policy requirement to complete that training. Does that make sense? So we block the time, but we don't call it out specifically.
So just in your opinion, just out of curiosity more than anything else, if you had to guess how much of that online lesson they will complete by week 11, what would be your ballpark?
It's a really good question. My ballpark would be like 50%.
Okay.
And I say that because the current state of the world, you know, between UME, Wesley, and the wall, and the walls, is we deliver an online curriculum. There's really no follow-up, and I would be shocked if I went in and anybody had completed more than, like, 25% of the current one. So I'm guessing we get a bump just because we're scheduling some specific time out, but I still don't know that on an ongoing basis, branch managers have really internalized how critical it is that folks complete some of these online lessons. So I'm going to guess 50%. So then it becomes, with your remaining time, like how do I prioritize which ones to complete?
Sure.
That's the meaningful right. conversation that they have to have with their FC. And I would start with like the policy ones first, right? If you haven't done your advice WBTs, you need to do those. If you haven't done your contact policy WBTs, you need to do those. If you haven't done your product WBTs, you need to do those. Outside of those, there are probably some that maybe not so critical. Like, you know, maybe there's some planning tools lessons they haven't done, but they went through a whole week of planning tools case studies. So maybe not as critical of a need, if that makes sense.
Okay. And so, so I know this sounds stupid, but these are all WBTs. So if I look on the calendar, anything that's scheduled for WBT, I could group those into categories, like you just said, policy, product, whatever the case may be. I could go to the calendar and find...
You could. So you're a little bit of it at a disadvantage because you don't have a lot of, I think, organizational knowledge. So you can start actually with the online curriculum itself. So if you go to Jumpboard FCU, you go to Launch My Training, or if Wesley, if you want to pull up a direct link to that curriculum and send it to her, that would show you for each module what online lessons we're asking folks to complete, and then those have some categories listed there. That might be your best bet to get kind of a lay of the land, so to speak.
Okay.
And then when we get in, and if you look on there, like 99% of those are required to complete the curriculum, but that required is kind of like a technical designation. We're just requiring those. It doesn't tell you why they're required, and doesn't give any priority, you know, versus one category over another. There are business rules that dictate, like, when certain things are required to do other things, and that's just not captured in the online curriculum. There's no way to say You know, there's no way to prevent somebody from providing advice before they complete, you know, 4 advice lessons. But there are business rules that determine that. So that's when I say the prioritization conversation, you'll need some organizational knowledge, and that's where I'll be your expert.
Okay.
And I'll just put that link in the IM, the meeting IM.
Thanks, Leslie.
You mentioned Nikki and RVE. I don't think I know Nikki. Do I need to reach out?
I will schedule some time. I think maybe you get a week of fact finding in front of you first, and then when we go to Nikki, more of a So I'll schedule some time.
Okay. Yeah, there's a...
I think Grant's a good first resource. Grant reports into Nikki, so he can be a conduit for Nikki's knowledge, in a way.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll schedule some for us to get together, if that's okay with you, Wesley.
Sure, that's fine.
Next one.
So, to level set again, I think... I'll just start at the top, and I'll get the high level on everything, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So during weeks 11 and 12, branch managers will conduct a portfolio review with their FCs, which encompasses the some of the priority points within the prior 10 weeks in their learning. Those include completion of online training, prospecting plan, a summary of expectation document that they create, and any feedback, right, that they have their FC based on their FC specific performance or feedback that they've gotten from the learning manager team, the facilitation team. So they'll conduct those portfolio reviews. The FCs will have an opportunity to either complete online lessons at that point or revise either plan. And then, again, it's kind of like a rubber stamp moment, but it's not really like a formal, you know, you have now graduated FCU, but we're just trying to facilitate the conversation.
So I got myself confused. And the practice management part, that rolls up underneath something like the summary of expectations?
They create their summary of expectations document in their practice management module.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, probably on the tail end of that. So probably during week, what is that, 10? So what we'll need to do, or I guess what you'll need to do, is create a learning approach for that. So I know I keep saying, like, manage your meeting guide. If that's not the solution, that's not the solution. So I want us to think long and hard around, or maybe quick and hard around, you know, is that the right solution? What do we need to have leading into it? So what are the pre-event events that happen that prepare branch managers to actually execute on this? And if that's a communication strategy, then that's what it is. And what does it look like? So we'll need to capture all of that in a learning plan. And then from the learning plan, we can go and actually execute on, you know, a communication strategy, on a manager meeting guide, if that's what we choose, or something else. Sound cool?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I have, and Wesley will be there too, we have some time with Rob and some other stakeholders today and tomorrow, 8 hours in total. And this will come up in those 8 hours. So what questions would you like us to ask the folks in charge, so to speak?
How are they going to help facilitate change management? Because if we don't get this out in front of these facilitators and get management behind it's pointless.
Yeah, it'll be dead in the water. I agree.
Exactly. So, in my experience, the change management is always the trickiest part. So, how can they support us? You know, getting these expectations out to the brain. What other questions?
Anything about the summary of expectations piece? and Robin will be there, so I can spend some time on that. Or do you want to take a look at that maybe and brainstorm some questions?
Yeah,
I mean, we're not meeting for another like 4 hours, so you've got time.
Yeah, let me look at that, because I don't, that's the part that I have had zero visibility, so
yep.
I don't even know what questions I'm going to ask.
So why don't you do this? Why don't you, in the next 4 hours, come up with some bullet point questions, just send them to me, and then we'll make sure we cover them. I'll be your conduit.
Okay. Will do.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Anything else?
I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sort of trying to get everything in my bucket. So, my process is just sort of taking all of this in. What if we had formal feedback? You said informal feedback. What if there was something more formalized?
How do you mean?
I don't know. I think informal gets lost. You don't want to put extra work on the branch managers, but if they could, even something stupid like something where somebody, I don't even know who would look at that, but where they could be tracked. Something.
Well, we could. So they use a tool to document their supervisory activities. So. But that's probably not the best fit for this. I mean, we could build, right, a little, like, online module that requires them to go in and check off things. Like, I don't know that it would capture the data, right, and be able to report out that data. But at the very least, it could be, like, a formal moment where they kind of certify that they've done it and they've covered topics A through E, for example.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, and I don't know who would actually be... I don't know. I just know sometimes if something is informal, it gets thrown off.
Yeah. If it's just like a guide and we're just throwing it at them and...
Yeah. All right. Done. Whatever.
Maybe it's something they have to go in and actually check things off.
Yeah.
Okay. Think on that.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I got. Fine.
Okay. Send me a list of questions if you have them. We'll cover them today. I've got the change management question down right now. So anything else, feel free to send my way.
Wesley, can you think of any questions that maybe off the top of your head that I may have missed?
None right off. But I'm sure I'll have plenty because my focus right now is just preparing for the meeting. But certainly I can give thought to that because my larger question is around what I said earlier in terms of are there opportunities to introduce some of this earlier than cumulatively at the end. I get a lot of our challenges, we're going to get it either way, but I was just wondering if there's a way to mitigate some of those things earlier on than later. But it may not be in this version of it. It may be something we consider for the next iteration of FCU, but that's where, if I had anything to offer, that would be it.
What kind of 2 days am I looking at, Robert?
I mean, I'd like to have a learning plan, because you have to think, like, if we want to have a long runway of change management and communication,
right.
We need to know what we're doing so we can start to communicate that. I mean, we don't have to have, like, a guide available until the date at which it needs to be delivered, which would be, like, the 27th of June. So that gives us a long time for that. But in terms of a learning plan, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at the calendar. End of next week, maybe?
Sort of what I was
thinking. And then we can start communicating from there, yeah. Because communication, we don't need much to do on that, right? We just get the plan in place, and we start talking about it. So.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks everyone. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.